As far as I know, it's going to be Blake. We're going to obviously see how he practices right now. And, you know, yesterday he did not participate. So we'll have to see how he does today and then see what it looks like today and tomorrow and then make the decision.
Yeah,
yes.
So you will put the Walter
side? Yeah, that's our plan right now. Is, you know, we still haven't I still haven't been out there yet. So, but I think the plan is right now to see how he feels.
Far enough along, though, that we're, in terms of knowing the offense and being comfortable, where he, if he doesn't practice, he could still play. I mean, a lot of veteran guys are like that, but is he at that point still?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, it's a Thursday game, so, you know, based on just the way the week of preparation works, you really don't have much anyway in regards to live throwing. You know, obviously yesterday was a walkthrough, and, you know, tomorrow's the day before the game. So based on that and, you know, based on right now, he's, what, 10 games, 11 games in or so, and I think he's pretty comfortable in terms of what we're going to ask him to do, and then we'll make the evaluation based on how he does the next couple of days.
This is Zach from the other day. How often do you look at him and say, what was this? Why weren't they blocking this guy? Or is it?
Well, I look at him and I say, why didn't we throw the ball? Why didn't, you know, sometimes I look at him, I say, why, you know, what happened on that play? You know, what caused the, you know, we shouldn't take a sack in quick game. We tell our guys, that's against company policy. We shouldn't take a sack in screens. You know, we had a screen on second and nine, and they did a good job defending it. You know, they held up Storm pretty good, and we have to find a way to dirt that ball. You know, we can't take a third and 19. We have a hitch route. We got to throw the hitch in that situation. And no, we're not going to get it in the end zone. I mean, you're not going to get excuse me. We're not going to get it into the end zone, you know, on third and 19. We're just not going to versus 3D. You know, it's just not going to happen. So take your completion and move forward. And then that, you know, that's the type of stuff that we need to work with, and that's the type of stuff. And then other times you say, hey, we're playing against some really good players, you know, and Terrell Suggs and Elvis Dumervil are going to cause us some issues. And we know that we're going to either have to chip or whatnot, and that also means we can't hold the ball long, and receivers, you got to get open a little quicker, and your routes might have to be broken off a couple yards faster, or running back, you might have to hang in there a little bit more. So, you know, as I've always said, sacks are on all 11.
Sometimes when Blake does hold on to it, he does make a play. Is that the balance for a rookie to learn?
There's no doubt, right? It's third and six. And we run, and he scrambles to his left and hits Allen Hurns for a 27-yard gain, right? You know, so you look at that and you say, pretty cool. You know, pretty cool that I was just able to do that. I'll just do that every third down, right? Or all of a sudden you feel like a pass for, oh, I'll just be able to spin out of it again. Well, the next time you try to spin out of it, there's Suggs waiting on you, right? So it's that muscle memory of learning and understanding that, okay, that might have happened once, and that's pretty cool that it happened, and maybe it'll happen twice a game, but there's going to be a lot of times that you just, you know, cut your losses. And I think it's very challenging for a rookie quarterback, and Blake and I were having this conversation on Monday, which is Thursday, which is Tuesday. I can't keep track of where we are, right, which was yesterday. And, you know, Frank and he were talking, and Frank and I were talking. We're just saying, you know, it's a matter of sometimes it's okay to throw it away, and other times it's okay just to take a profit even though it's not the big play. And I think that that's going to be the biggest thing, the development from year one to year two. And really the development is that, hey, it's okay. You know, just understand, as Chad said to him, understand the play caller's purpose. If the purpose is to get a completion and get us out of Dodge because it's third and 20, then just take the completion. Don't try to be a hero. And I think that's really what we're working with. And he's doing he is really improving. It's just hard when you're a competitive spirit and you've made so many plays with your legs. It's just hard at first to just say, okay, so you didn't want me to convert that third and six with my feet? Because that was pretty cool when I did that, right? You know, and that's the challenge. That is the challenge.
It's all about kind of like going down the checklist for him, right? Like, okay, in this situation, okay, now he's learned that situation. So he's got to get a bank of stuff, right? I mean, is that more what this season's about than anything else?
Yeah, I think that's really almost all of what this season has been about for him. It's trying to come up with not only, you know, it's, and the thing about the checklist is just as we, he and I were, and Frank were just talking about this, is it's like just when you think you've just gotten to like a spot in the checklist, we just added about six more things that just came up, right? Oh yeah, we probably haven't talked yet about the fact that what's going to happen when, I mean, I don't know if you remember at the end of the game, it was like third and 20 or so. Third and 19, and they played like 25 yards off our outside receivers, right? And he caught it and went to throw it to him, but we were running all go, and no one looked. And he, you know, he's like, well, why wouldn't they just look? I go, well, we never, I mean, cause they're running goes, you know, but he's like, well, what can we cover? You know, that's just something that, yeah, maybe that'll be something that if that's what you want to do, if you want to just turn, get it out of your hands, then that's something we have to talk about. So it's a constant checklist. It's new looks every day. It's new scheme in terms of defenses. And it's, oh, so this coverage really means this, or when he runs across, it's meant, you know, and there's so much that we're just constantly checking things off. And, as I said to you guys, last year, his whole learning curve was learning the offense, meaning, okay, and I write, where do I go? Where is the Z? Where is the X? In jet protection, who's got the Mike linebacker? This next year should be becoming an expert in the offense this offseason and really understanding what his answers are to every question.